Right now I'm in Jerusalem. Those words, especially coming a few days after Tisha B'Av, are really incredible, especially when we consider it historically. How many Jews, in terms of the history of the world, have been able to say that? I'm in Jerusalem. In this week's Parsha, Ve'etchanan, there's somebody who pleaded, Ve'etchanan, who pleaded to come to the land of Israel, but he wasn't allowed. And that, of course, is Moshe Rabbeinu. This week we also have another, we can call it a holiday. It's called Tu B'Av. And Tu B'Av is not exactly clear what it is. The Talmud gives a number of different understandings for it. One understanding is that when the Jews knew over the 40 years in the desert that they were going to die, there's a midrash that tells us the following. It's quite morbid. It says that every year they would dig graves and climb into the graves, and every year a certain percentage of them died. They did this the first, the second, the third, all the way through the 40th year. And the 40th year, nobody died. So they thought, maybe we made a mistake with the date. And they climbed in again. Second night, third night, fourth night. Finally, on Tu B'Av, when they looked up and they saw the new moon, they realized they couldn't have made that much of a mistake, and the decree was over. And those who climbed out of the graves now lived. Whether we take this midrash literally or not, the message is incredible. This is the separation between those who were dead and those who would live. Between those who couldn't go to the land of Israel and those who were going to continue their path to the land. Of course, there was one more person, and that was Moshe, who pleaded. And he asked to go, and he wasn't allowed to go. He had to stay behind. He was going to be together with his generation, together with his people. Together with the people he took out of the land of Egypt, he needed to stay with them. But the others can now continue along their path, and they can go to the land of Israel. And that's the kind of thing that we can never, ever take for granted. There's another thing which we're told about this date, that on Tu B'Av was the day that it was determined that the people can marry one another in terms of different tribes. And one of the things about Tu B'Av, it's the time of marriage, a time of happiness, a time for celebration. But there's another element to it, not just getting married, that the tribes until that point were closed. That if you were from the tribe of Dan, you would only marry someone from Dan, and so on and so forth. Which means this is the time that boundaries got broken. Which means in a certain sense, this was a time that we became one people. And we realize these two things, actually, these two ideas actually come together. In our generation, the land of Israel, people have gathered together from all over the world, all the different tribes, Ashkenazi and Sephardim, people with Litvish and Hasidic backgrounds. And one of the things about Tu B'Av was a holiday of Ahavat Chinam, of real love, where the boundaries came apart, where people can marry from different tribes. You know, personally, I look at my family, my extended family, my siblings, their children, who they married. We have representation of almost every single part of Am Yisrael within our family. When our family gets together, it really is all the tribes have married into one another. And it's just not just my family. That's what this generation is experiencing. We are in Jerusalem. We're in the land of Israel. We marry into one another tribes, and by doing this, we truly become one people.